Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to the second part of Swing Time for today, the 17th of December, 2024. Mike Coates here with what I hope you agree will be a little different from my normal programme. For some time, I have been working on a time machine, and today I would like to invite you all to accompany me as we visit various jazz venues in different parts of the world. John Yule has very kindly offered to pay for all the drinks. He's visibly paled at that. There are no entrance fees. The only thing you will need is your passport. And even that is not required, as our first port of call is Britain's premier jazz club, Ronnie Scott's.
Next composition is by Paul Hart. Keep looking young, hang around with old people.
We'll be right back.
first organised in 1965 by Bill Ashton, who we heard announcing there the name of the piece, which was Keep Looking Young. That was NIJO, the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, who have accomplished much by way of encouraging young people to actively take part in playing and creating fine jazz performances. Many of them went on to become stars in their own right, and I'm sure over the years you will have met them and heard them in that context. I can't give you too much detail about that. It was possibly recorded about 1993, but information is rather sparse, and I'll dig around and hope I can come up with more information. Ronnie Scott's, of course, is an important jazz club in the world. And, of course, not all venues for jazz entertainment are nightclubs. Please settle back comfortably in your seats at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow. The date is the 29th of June 1989, and you are here to listen to Stan Getz.
Thank you. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be back here in Glasgow. See, tonight is Thursday. It's Glasgow. We must have been a big hit last time we were here. It's only 32 years since you invited us back. Take a moment to let you know you're listening to three great musicians. Kenny Barron on piano. Ray Drummond on bass. Ben Riley on drums.
And my thanks to Stan Getz for doing my work for me. That was Stan Getz with Kenny Drew piano, Ray Drummond bass, and Ben Riley on drums. And as I mentioned at the start, recorded at the Theatre Royal in Glasgow on the 29th of June 1989. The piano player just announced by Stan Getz does have a connection with our next venue, but you will need your passport to get there. Kenny Drew was a resident pianist in the 1960s and 70s at the Montmartre Jazz House in Copenhagen, which really was a tremendous place. They had a kind of philosophy that it had to be comfortable, welcoming, and they used the word homely. And I have to say that was my experience. It really was something different. And it's, as I mentioned there, that we're going to go to listen to another pianist. This is Hampton Hawes. He's accompanied by Henry Franklin on bass, Michael Carvin on drums, who's the composer of the piece there to play, which is called The Camel, recorded in Montmartre Jazz House in Copenhagen on the 2nd of September 1971. The Camel. Thank you. Although not fully embracing the ideas and styles of modernists such as McCoy Tyner, Andrew Hill and Herbie Hancock, that last track showed that Hawes had certainly been listening to work of the pace setters of the free jazz avant-gardists of the day. I do remember that this change of musical pattern in Hawes' recordings was not received with enthusiasm by all Hampton Hawes fans. A shortest journey next to France. It would have been easy to select a track by one of quite a number of musicians who had recorded live at the concert hall, the Salle Pleyel in Paris. However, my choice of venue, still in Paris, is in its own way somewhat of an institution. La Cave aux Ouchettes, one of a number of caves which over the years have hosted jazz performances, and it was certainly in existence as a jazz club in 1951. The premises date back to the 16th century, incidentally. It has always encouraged dancing during performances, so if you wish to trip the light fantastic, here is your chance. The venue is owned by vibraphone player Denny Doritz, who accompanies expatriate trumpet player Bill Coleman, and they play Bye Bye Blackbird. But the rest of the lineup are certainly regulars at the Cave aux Ouchettes, the full lineup being Coleman on trumpet and Danny Doritz vibes, Ralph Bure on valse trombone, Patrice Autier, piano, Henri Tichitz on bass, and Michel Donny on drums. And it was recorded at the Cave aux Ouchettes in Paris on the 21st or 22nd of March 1979. Bye bye, Blackbird. Bill Coleman at the Caveau Huchette in Paris. Whilst we wait for the coach to take us to Charles de Gaulle or Orly Airport for our flight to the Big Apple, I thought we should soak up some Parisian atmosphere whilst we wait for the shuttle bus at one of the many cafes near the Arc de Triomphe where our stop is located. And it also gives me the opportunity to say that you are taking this trip along with Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, your host and travel guide. So, let's soak up some atmosphere.
Thank you.
Well, I noticed that John Yule's largesse covered the establishment's Van Ordinaire. We heard Tony Marina on accordion with Barrow Ferre and Sarain Ferre on guitars, Michel Ramos on piano and Jean Merlin on drums. It was recorded in Paris on the 14th of March 1941. Well, so far I've resisted the temptation to set the controls of the time machine to a legendary venue and or recording session. But here in New York, the situation is not clear-cut. The address is 210 West 118th Street. It opened in 1938, and by 1940, it was managed by an ex-bandleader called Teddy Hill. We are here on a Monday night in May 1942, and that's because I know that in the group tonight are Thelonious Monk and Charlie Christian. They're playing Stomping at the Savoy.
Thank you.
And Charlie Christian there, having the last notes in Minton's Playhouse Band one Monday night in May 1942 at Minton's Club in New York. I think we can truly say we were sitting in there, as it were, at a time of great development in our music. Well, sorry to rush you, but I've just heard that a stop-start concert is actually going to go ahead. We're going to have to put our skates on because it's in Cologne. The location is the Opera House there, and the date is the 24th of January 1975. The title of the track is Part 2 C, and it's played by Keith Jarrett. old Father Time tapping on the door, I'm afraid. I do hope that you've enjoyed your musical excursion this afternoon. Well, John and I expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m, as usual. And do remember, take good care out there. My final choice for you today is certainly a location which, on record, has given me much enjoyment. It's the Maybeck Recital Hall in Berkeley, California. I do hope that, like me, you can share Dick Hyman's sentiment.